let's find out from John Gibbons if he's heard anything further. I know John talked to
the wrong guy.
Right. At least let me introduce you.
Okay.
And say hello. And congratulate you on your genius move with R.A. Dickey, by the way.
What move? What do you mean? Pitch him tonight?
Yeah. You knew you were going to be setting yourself up for sweep. I think that was genius.
I think it's common sense, wasn't it?
I think it was. Some people saw a conspiracy there, but I'm not one of them. You know that.
Yeah.
Hey, John, I wanted to ask you about, we'll get to to last night's game and Brandon Moore, and there's a lot to talk about, obviously Donner Navarro as well. But I wanted to ask you about, Joe and I were talking about the play at the play at the plate, the new rules about blocking the plate. Both you and Bo Porter said yesterday, you're under the impression that it's going to be tweaked a bit this week, correct?
Yeah, from what I understand, you know, Bo talked to Tony La Russa, I guess, the other night after that play happened. You know, the play, Cecil made the nice play at the plate on a little chop ball. And they were talking about maybe tweaking a little bit for, you know, infield in, runner on third base there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the runner doesn't quite have the head of steam going that he would if he's coming trying to score from second base, and the catcher doesn't have as much time to adjust on, say, a throw from the outfield. So I haven't heard anything from anybody in particular, but, you know, that was mentioned to me yesterday.
Gib, do you think anything's going to change with this? This is obviously a new rule that everybody's getting used to, and you know your catchers are, I think catchers around the league are almost a little confused, and I talked to Girardi on the weekend. He's confused. Do you think this is something that's going to stay in baseball? Let's even say this is the test run this year. After this year, do you think it's going to be thrown out the window, or do you think it's going to stay?
You know, it's really hard to say, Joe, and just yet, you know, I don't think it's affected any team necessarily in a negative way. There's been some guys that have asked to, you know, look at it to see if the, you know, catcher is blocking the plate. But from my understanding, no, nothing's been overturned on a, you know, like I say, guy's definitely called out at the plate, and nothing's been overturned because the guy's been blocking the plate. You know, maybe if once that happens, you might have some problems. You know, that, you know, you can't start taking runs off the board or adding runs to the board for something that, you know, it's an interpretation type thing. So, but until that happens, you know, I think it's going to work out okay. I think you're putting too much pressure on the umpires, really. I mean, they're trying to lock in on the safer out call, and, you know, now they got to watch where that guy's setting up, where the throw's coming from. Is it unintentionally taking the catcher into the path of the runner, those kind of things. That's a lot to ask of those guys. And, of course, then they'll refer to, you know, the office in New York if there's any doubts like that. But, you know, we'll see. You know, but until something controversial happens, if it costs a team a game, then there'll probably be a big uproar.
Hey, John, can you give us a bit of a status update on Steve Delabar? Now, I know that both Delabar and yourself yesterday said that, you know, there's no fracture or anything like that. I'm thinking about the line drive off the leg, but it sounds like you'll have to stay away from him today at least, will you?
Yeah, Jeff, yeah, I think so, definitely. Dave. Probably anyway, because he's been pitching a lot. But
right.
Yeah, he just took that hard shot off on the outer part of his shin, really away from the bone. But he was getting a precautionary x-ray today just to, you know, to be on the safe side. But, you know, all indications, you know, that it should be fine. You know, but of course, we've said that before, and things creep up. You never know. So, but all indications, he should be okay.
And you'll be getting Casey Jansen back when? Do you have any idea yet?
Well, Jeff, you know, he's, you know, he threw a side yesterday and really came a long way from his previous side. I mean, Pete Walker, pitching coach, said, he picked it up pretty good. So what he'll do, he'll throw another side probably tomorrow, and then we'll kind of gauge where he's at, and then he'll go out on a rehab. How long that rehab will last, we're not sure, but he's making pretty good progress. He made a big jump from, you know, two sides ago to yesterday, that's for sure.
Gib, how about Neil Wagner last night? Is that what you're expecting from him? He was outstanding.
Yeah, you know, yeah, Joe, you know what, he should have been on the team coming out of spring training, but he got caught in the numbers game with the, and we had so many guys out of options, so we were kind of forced to do that. But in the back of our mind, we knew if we got a jam or, you know, we needed to add something, you know, to not just to fill a spot, but to, you know, help us win some games late, you know, he would be the guy. And, you know, of course, last night he came in two strong innings. You know, this Houston team, we won the last two games, but, you know, they've been giving us a run for our money. It hasn't been easy games. You know, they just, you know, we take a lead and they peck right back. So it was we definitely, you know, we played, you know, the amount of games we played so far, you know, we've been using our late inning relievers quite a bit. You know, we haven't had that blowout where we give everybody a break. So, you know, kind of caught up with a little bit. And so bringing up Wagner and getting two innings at him last night was huge.
John Gibbons joining Joe Siddle and Jeff Blair on Baseball Central, brought to you by Home Hardware. The Jays and Astros will wrap up their series tonight at the Rogers Center. We'll have the game at Sportsnet 590, The Fan. John, Brandon Morrow, both Pat Tabler and Joe were making the point earlier that watching Brandon Morrow early in last night's game, and we've all seen games where you start to let your mind go a bit and you go, wow, could we be seeing one of those sort of, you know, once in a season games? He just looked so sharp. A couple of questions for you. One, what was the difference last night? Was it the slider that made that much of a difference? And two, what are kind of the red flags for you with Brandon Morrow early in the game?
Well, Jeff, you know what? It was one of those nights. I mean, that velocity was high. You know, I mean, he was popping it really good. And I mean, he'll have games like that where he's throwing in the high 90s, and then very few guys can do that. You know, so that's one thing you look for. His command of his breaking ball, like you said, is very big. You know, if that's on, I tell you what, he's got a chance to dominate that particular game. So, but you know, those things kind of fluctuate. Not, I mean, just like with everybody else. But he's a special guy when it's all there. You know, when he's got everything working that night. I mean, he's the kind of guy that can throw a no hitter at you. So, but you know, you look a little bit at velocity, see how that's doing. It doesn't mean he can't win with the other stuff. He can still be very good. But he's got that special arm. But you can usually tell that in the first inning what his velocity is going to be that night. And of course, you know, he's like anybody. You know, if you can throw a breaking ball over the plate when you need to, and when you're behind in the count, you got a chance to be a big winner. You know, very few guys can do that, or not enough guys can do that, but the really good ones, that's what they do.
Gib, I noticed, I thought the gun was a little bit slow in Tampa, but when Brandon came out last night and we saw the 96 and 70 touch 98, I disregard that a little bit. And you let me know if you agree with this, or you and Pete Walker, is because I look at the pitch, I look at the swings, and he clearly was blowing stuff by people. Is that what you kind of gauge by, too? You're looking at the swings of the hitters?
Oh yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, if he's throwing that hard, they're not going to hit him. You know, I remember his first start at home last year. I think it was second night of the season. I mean, he was doing the same thing, and then, you know, but of course, I mean, you could throw as hard as you want, and then if you're not throwing in the zone or somewhere near the zone, it's going to be a tough go for you anyway, though. So, you know, when he's on, I mean, he can shut down the best hitting lineups in baseball, and he's got a chance for no hitter those shutout type games. The key is that we get some consistency at him with that, and you know, the big thing this year so far is he's been healthy. You know, he's been banged up a little bit the last couple of years, and so even going into spring training, regardless of the kind of spring training he had, we were looking to make sure he's healthy, and you know, he bounced back after his day that he pitched. And that's what we're looking for. So, in all indications are that's going to be that year for him. You know, he's due for a little good luck himself.
Blue Jays manager John Gibbons joins us in Baseball Central. John, Joe and I were talking a little earlier. After watching your team through nine games, I'm beginning to wonder if we're not almost at the point where we've got to stop looking at your defense as maybe one of the strengths of this team, along with the bullpen, because the crispness, the cleanness of the game compared to last year it's 180 degrees.
Yeah, no question. But you know, in all fairness, Jeff, when we get the guys out there we want out there, and we're supposed to be out there. You know, early last season, you know, Brett was down. Of course, that Jose went down a couple weeks in, and then Melky wasn't moving good in the outfield, and you know, we were kind of in limbo at second base, who was going to do what, and they both struggled there, and that kind of thing. And then you know, once Lori came back, I mean, it did tremendous things for us on the left side of the infield. And of course, when Jose came back, and then you know, the big guy was Goins. When he came up in September, it was like night and day how we played. We had a very, very good infield defense. It's definitely been a huge turnaround for us, and that's key. If we're going to win anything, we better play. We got to play better defense. But it's kind of the team we envisioned a little bit. So, whether it's a surprise or not, this was kind of the way it was planned anyway.
Gib, is Meister as tourist earned his way into the lineup every day now? Because he's playing great defense also, but hot as heck at the plate.
Yeah, well, Joe, he can hit. I mean, he's always hit. And, you know, last year he got off to, I mean, he had a slow year last year. But yeah, as long as he's swinging it, he'll be in that lineup. You know, he's you know, when you look at, you know, Goins is our top second baseman. You know, really, really strong when he's in there defensively. But it, you know, he's very solid, and the key thing is he can swing the bat. So we've been a little bit starved for some offense in certain areas. So, you know, while he's swinging, he'll definitely be out there.
I guess you had to like Brett Laurie. I mean, I know a home run doesn't necessarily clear everything up, but as we said, Brett Laurie sure looked like a guy who had a big weight taken off his shoulders when he came back to the dugout after the home run.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, he probably slept better last night. We'll put it that way. But you know, Jeff. Sometimes it just takes. I mean, it doesn't even take a big shot like that to get you going. You know, just something, just a little free kick, little blooper. Sometimes that's all you need to get going. Because you know, Brett's still a young guy at this level. And you know, he's been here a couple of years, but he's still very inexperienced, and he's still trying to establish himself. And you know, those guys, the young guys, you know, and a slow start affects them more than, you know, like Encarnacion or Batista, those guys that have been around a while and been doing it for a while. And, you know, they're humans. They see the board. They hear about it. And, you know, baseball, hitting the baseball is so tough to begin with. Then you start putting that little extra pressure on yourself. You get pressure from the outside, whatever it might be. If a number of guys in the lineup are struggling, you know, everybody's trying to pick up the weight a little bit. So all those things get magnified, and they add that little extra pressure, and it makes it that much tougher.
Deonner Navarro is going to join us in a few minutes, John, and we've seen enough games in this ballpark to know, and I know you're a proponent of this, that one of the numbers you look at in this ballpark are doubles, just by the way it plays. He's got four already this year. I believe 7 or 8 a year ago. I'm not going to suggest that he's going to win a Silver Slugger Award behind the plate, but you
never know.
Well, and you know what? John, he wouldn't be the first catcher or the first hitter to come to the Rogers Center and find a second win late in his career, would he?
No, hey, you know what? We're excited about everything he's doing. You know, the reason we signed him, you know, because he can hit. And, you know, we got good reports on how he is behind the plate. Pitchers, you know, love throwing to him. And you know, we see everything everybody was saying about him the last couple of years. So, you know, we're very excited to have him. The key is, you know, Jeff, he'll give you a good at-bat from both sides of the plate. You know, I mean, I don't know if he's going to hit a ton of home runs, but like you said, he can hit some doubles. I think he'll hit a share of home runs simply because of the ballpark we're playing him. But he gives you a good at-bat, a good professional at-bat from both sides. And that's big in the middle of our lineup. You know, he puts the ball in play. That's another thing. You know, we got some strikeout guys in our lineup, but he's one guy that's going to move the baseball a little bit. So, and you know, even on top of that, you know, just from the way he's handled the pitching staff early on here, it's been fun to watch. So, and he's very relaxed, very confident back there. He's got good hands, and you know, when we first got him, you know, you wonder, you know, the durability thing's the big question. But he's moving good right now. We'll pick our spots for him if they give him a day off just to keep him strong. But shoot, he's blocking the ball well. He's throwing. I mean, we give him a chance. You know, he's going to get guys. So I tell you what, we're very, very pleased with what we're getting.
Never mind the Silver Slugger Award, Gibby. He's going for the stolen base title now. That was a lot of fun last night. You led me right to my question. How much are you going to protect him here? You've DH'd him already. Are you going to give him those blows after day game, after night game? Or how much are you going to protect him?
Well, we'll see. Early on, I mean, the season, he's definitely going to be stronger. But, you know, we'll see how the year goes by and see how he's feeling. But, you know, I mean, it takes a toll on you back there. And but you know, while he's swinging it and while things are going good, we're going to ride him, because I know he wants to prove to everybody that he is an everyday guy, that he can catch 100 plus games, and I don't see any reason why he can't. But you know, only time will tell on that.
Would you consider DHing kind of a day off, Gib? Is that a day off for a catcher?
Yeah, for a good hitting catcher, definitely. You know, because you know they want the at bats, you know, and they usually give you good at bats. And you know, it's just a chance to add to those numbers a little bit. And you know, if he's one of the better hitters on the team, we'll definitely do it. Whether we'll do that tonight or not, I'm not sure. We may give Sierra a shot, see what he can do against this lefty. But you know, while he's swinging it, man, he's going to be in there.
John, it was good of you to do this today. Thanks so much. We'll see you down at the yard.
My pleasure, Jeff. Remember, I don't do anything for free, brother.
I don't know what that means. That's above my pay grade. You know that.
Okay.
See you in a bit. Take care.